Greetings, loyalists and heretics. Welcome to Iron and Ceramite, where we once again enter the warp without an astropath.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Iron and Ceramite Hobby Roundup. My name is John, and today I'm joined by the whole gang. Shane.
Hello.
Dave.
Hello.
Glenn.
Hi.
And Tom.
Howdy.
Hello, guys. It's been a long time. How are you all doing?
Very well. It's been a very long time. Lovely. Very long time.
I'm sure I make this joke every single time. But there we go. Cool. Right. So let's get into it. First things first, we had our giveaway going on through April. And obviously, we had a winner. And I just thought I would give them a shout out on here. Just as obviously, but thank you for taking part is the prize they've won. And they did choose the Avatar of Kain. And we're looking forward to seeing the finished result once they receive and paint up the model. So if you go to the underscore random painter, that's some of the stuff off of his page. So it's always nice when someone who can clearly paint well wins a prize, because I'm looking forward to seeing how they do the model that we've sent them. And I'm looking forward to seeing it and showcase it on here, as we like to do. So a quick shout out there. Go and follow him. Hunt him down. And tell him we sent you. So, there's that.
I like that. Is that Bastilla done, isn't it, on the left? Glenn, would you know?
I think it is. I know it's a Lisbon thing. I think it's the Bastillodon's the name of it. Yeah.
Looks really cool. I love the tone of the grain on the shell and all that. It looks really well done.
I just know it's a solar cannon. That's all it. I can't remember the actual name of it. If you tell me it's a Bastillodon, that's a Bastillodon. But we just call it a solar cannon.
We'll go with Bastillodon.
Let's be honest. You looked this up, didn't you? Just to go, oh, I think that's a such and such.
No, I actually
someone was
talking to me about it on Instagram just literally a couple of days ago. I wouldn't have had a clue otherwise, but yeah, not bad.
Well, I did cheat. You're right, Tom, because it was labelled on the under the picture, so you are right. Cool. Right, so let's get into what we've all been up to. Dave, we'll start with you this week.
Okay. So here are the beginnings of Hive Fleet Clendathu, which is named after the home planet of the bugs in Starship Troopers. So that's the theme I'm sort of going with, a black and yellow. These are my termagants that I started doing, and then I like the theme on these, but the reason I've taken a picture of these and not the rest of the Tyranids box set is because I don't like how it's come out of the rest of them. I forgot how hard black is to paint for organic things, so it's not turning out exactly how I wanted, but I'm quite happy with these ones. I like the black and yellow from the top, and I think in a great big swarm they look all right. So yeah,
it looks like one great big hazard.
A swarm of wasps.
It's a fuck ton of wasps.
Yeah, so but obviously as soon as we sort of got the Imperium mag and I knew I was going to be getting Tyranids, I think I mentioned about doing them in this style. So I copied something that I've found on Instagram and a couple of Google searches. So it's not, like I say, I'm happy with these. I think it's a good base for the work in progress, but I'm not quite happy with the rest of it yet. So we'll see how they work out.
Why is it not transferring to the bigger stuff? The way you wanted to.
Because I'm not very good at painting. No, it's just I think it's just very hard to make, because especially looking at sort of how they suggest you do it in the magazine, Tyranids and organic stuff, they work really well with the washes and the shades, but I can't really do any of that to get the nice detail in on the arms and the legs, because it's black paint. So, like I say, it looks all right on the top.
Have they been done in contrast?
No. See, I probably should have done that.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd be really clever. It'd be really easy to do if I just spray it Chaos Black and then do that. So,
and paint on top.
Yeah. And I went out and spent.
What colour's the yellow?
So there's three different yellows in there.
You make it difficult on yourself, don't you?
Yeah. There's Avalon Sunset, Flash Gits Yellow, and Dawn Yellow as well. So yeah, it was it was a pain. And obviously I was doing these the Gene Stealers and the Broodlord all at the same time. So I've done it. I've done lots of progress and then lost the will to live. And they've been sitting.
It might be worth just taking one of them and testing out dry brushing like a darker, like the Avalon Sunset, which is like the darker yellow. And maybe using that, just dry brushing it across the legs and carapace areas just to see if it gives it a highlight that might tie it together a bit better. Because like, what I found with black, and I found this on the Vortex Beast and the Shard of the Nightbringer, is that the dark, like a purple, dry brushes over it really nicely to give like a nice highlight and a bit of depth. I was going to say you could use purple, but that doesn't really go with the paint scheme. So it's like you've got to find that heavier mid-tone.
Yeah.
And I mean, don't listen to me. You'll see what I've painted in a minute. Shit. But like... That's the only thing
I do need to tie it together. Yeah, I think I probably will be a dry brush. I tried it with the Rack Right dry brush, and it didn't work all that well. So, yeah, I'm just having a think. But it probably will be dry brushing at some point, but I was quite happy with them, so I've put them down, and I don't want to ruin them and then get really pissed off and just chuck them in the cupboard and never do it again. I want to try and have a good think about what I'm going to do and then go back to it. But yeah, so this is the start. I did quite enjoy doing this. It was quite nice doing a couple of different highlights on them, and until I'd done all that, and then I was like, what the fuck am I going to do now? So I didn't really know how to finish them, but I'll work that out later.
Yeah, inspiration will come.
It's more than three colours, though, as has already been stated. So that's painted, really.
Yeah, just need to base it now. Done.
Well, it's black and yellow. Let's not beat around the bush.
Three different yellows.
That's three shades of yellow. It's still fucking yellow.
If you look bottom left, you can also see a tongue sticking out, which is called red. So, yeah, three colours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on one model.
If you were to turn them over and take the base off, because most of the yellow is on the top of the shell, if you used to look at them from the bottom, would you see any of the yellow, or would it be all black? Or mostly black?
Mostly black, yeah.
So if you I'm just thinking out of the box, if you took them off of the bases and then had held them upside down and sprayed them with something white or light, then you could go over that with contrast and make the under bits look more whatever. It would be really easy as well if you just lined them up all upside down just to get a bit of white and lighter colour on them. And then you could use whatever contrast to go over that. Might work.
That's not a bad idea.
You could do the same thing.
Not a bad idea.
Do the same thing with them that way and just do it again. Do it better.
Have you glued them to the base?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Cool. And then some more Necrons.
Namekaj Dynasty. Here we are. This is all my painted Necrons so far. So since I last seen it, I've got more Necron Warriors, a squad of Immortals, and a Technomancer and Fade One. So yeah, it's like I say, it's the easy colour scheme that I've done before. It's Grey Mechanicum, Contrast, and then a dry brush of Necron Compound and a dry brush of Griffon Gold, and then Athematic Blue or Asthmatic Blue, whatever it was, on the blades and stuff. So really, really easy colour scheme. And I think they look all right like that. I'm quite happy with how they're coming out. And that's about 800 points painted now, so I'm getting very close. Me and Tom did a swap the other day. We've done some... dodgy dealings at work, and he's given me some of his Necrons for some of my Chaos. So I have got enough now that I can probably, once it's all done, run 1,200 to 1,250 army. So give me another couple of months and the Necrons will be coming out.
How quickly between organising to swap something with Tom, did you actually swap something with Tom? Because I have a bit of a bone with Tom. Okay.
Yeah, I changed my mind. That's why. I changed my mind on the needs, as you could.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even a case of, actually, I've changed my mind. It was a case of going on Insta, and I was like, oh, fuck me, he's painted it. All right, I guess I'm not getting that then.
Yeah, it's all right, Glenn, you've got mine, as per messages there. They're here waiting for you.
Cool, I shall provide you with beer.
That's fine.
Nice trade.
So this is my Technomancer. Again, the exact same colour scheme, done really quickly, but I was quite chuffed with how he came out, actually. The dry brushing on this worked really well. Mm. It was quite easy to do because all the highlight, all the raised areas are the bits that I wanted the gold on. I don't really know how he plays, but yeah, I think he looks quite cool.
Really nice effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do like the almost like corroded copper look to the taily bits on the back. That looks quite cool.
Glenn, are you feeling all right? I think that's the first compliment you've ever paid anything I've ever done in my entire life.
All right, cunt, count down.
But thank you. These are my flavors.
Interesting little edit there, probably.
I was saying, leave it in.
Yeah.
It's fair. Oh, it's not very YouTube friendly.
Oh, well, if we were monetized, we'd get demonetized. Luckily, we're a fucking million hours away from that, so it doesn't matter.
We're dropping downwards. I don't know that dissuade you.
Right. Yes, these are my flayed ones. I really enjoyed painting these much more than I enjoyed building them. They're a lot of fun. I got a bit carried away with the blood for the blood god, but I'm quite happy with how the skin came out on them. But yeah, they don't necessarily fit in that well with the rest of the skin. You can still see the athematic blue on the eyes, but there wasn't too many places to put it. But I thought they're sort of on the fringes anyway, aren't they? So, yeah.
If anything's going to be covered in blood in a Necron army, it's going to be these guys.
Yeah.
So I think you captured it pretty well.
For a balanced opinion, these don't look as good.
Thanks, mate.
Have you managed, like, in your dealings with Tom, did you get any more Necrons, the flayed ones?
No more flayed ones. I think I got the Codex, because he obviously bought the Codex when he got all excited about using Necrons. And then 5 Immortals and 10 Warriors, wasn't it?
Yeah, Codex, 10 Warriors and 5 Immortals. What did I get? 10 Space Marines, 10 Chaos Marines, a Sorcerer, and, well, just what was in the Chaos Premium Kit, and the 2 Possessed. Oh, and Dave waked me off. But apart from that,
I'm going to your paint pot, which you're probably going to end up painting.
Yeah. Just to sweeten the deal.
Nice.
It was. It really was.
It was a wonderful.
Great. Anyway.
Cool. What's next, Dave? What's next on the desk?
I don't know. I've got so much to paint. I've got... Because before, obviously, the change with the Armour of Contempt rules, I thought I would do 15 of the Flayers and 10 of the Reapers. So I've still got 10 Necron Warriors with Reapers to do. So I'll probably do them next because they're quite easy to do. And then I think it's going to be Tau. I think I'm going to actually get around to painting all the Tau properly. So.
Nice.
But again, that's just going to be batch painting. So I think I can't get motivated for it because everything I've got at the moment is this going to be batch painted, apart from Helbrecht and Grimaldus. I still haven't painted, and I went and spent like 40 odd quid at Graham's workshop the other day, meant to pick up a load of brushes, but forgot. So I need to get some more brushes before doing that.
Another reason to go back.
Yeah, but I can't be trusted there. That's the thing, is I go in, I buy like so much shit every time I don't need.
Which one did you go?
And I went down to the one in Cham.
That same guy again? That old guy with a little... No,
that's Maidstone.
What's Chatham like? Is it the sort of same sort of thing, or is it better?
It's a nice little shop. The fellow in there is really rare, really nice, really helpful. It makes you spend a load of money.
Mm.
Hey, Glenn.
What?
Like they all do. Hey, Glenn. You was one of them.
I was a very good Games Workshop employee. Well, no. I was a very good for the hobbyist employee. I was a very bad Games Workshop employee because I didn't make anybody spend money unless they actually wanted to. I never upsold a single fucking thing.
That's easy to do in there, though. It's just like, I was went in for some paints and I was like, I'm looking at doing this scheme. This is what I'm looking at. And he literally sold me like five paints off the, like, that I probably didn't need.
Yeah.
But he was very convincing. So
he was just scanning things through while you were looking at a different shelf.
Here's some magic. Yeah. Here's some magic painting beans.
I'm assuming it was Neil.
Yeah.
To be fair, he is a very, very good painter. And he does know his stuff. He's probably one of my favourite GW staff at the minute.
Oh, friend.
Does he fucking watch this or something? Jesus Christ.
Well, no, I've known Neil for years. He was a customer at Bluewater. And he's a really good bloke. To be honest, I've mentioned us in there a lot. I've no idea if he subscribes or actually watches it. Probably doesn't. He's probably got better things to do with his life.
One name got two and he said, who the fuck's that? So.
All right. Cool.
I didn't. We both actually took the piss out of how much you don't paint. So.
See? He knows me. He knows me well.
Shane, when you're back, we're on to you now, buddy.
Oh, yes. Jack. Rockfist, Arjak, Arjak, however you want to. Silent J or Hard J, it's up to you. There he is. Fine cast, so he came out okay. Eyes are hard. Like, fucking so pissed off of eyes. But yeah, he's not too bad. As I said, I really want to run him on the tabletop. But as I said, the next battle, it may well be the Dusty Boys next before I get the Space Wolves out again. But yeah, he's quite happy with him. Keeps me on track for my resolution, 250 points a month, but only just. Got quite a challenge this month if I'm going to stay on track with that now. But yeah, he was pretty good. A lot, as with all of the Space Force characters in Findcast, too much bloody detail, too many little bits to paint. But it came out all right, so I can't complain too much. And this was using the... So I based him with... Army Painter's Wolf Grey, which is why it's probably a little bit bluer than the Space Wolves Grey that Citadel do. But they don't do a base coat at the moment for Space Wolves. So I was just like, fuck it, I'll spray him and that'll do it. And then that's how we came out. But yeah,
it's all really, really spray nice of the fine.
You what?
Have they stopped doing spray of the fine?
You can't get, well, I haven't been able to get spray of the thing, but that's really dark. And then you have to paint highlights and stuff like that on top of it.
Oh, I thought that's what you were using previously.
No, so I did use the Fang, but I used it as a base coat for the vehicles. So I used it as a base coat for the vehicles, which is why they're all a bit darker. Because I was like, oh, I'll do the vehicles a little bit darker and I'll call that a theme. but in this instance, I was then like, I can't be fucked with that. I'm not doing that anymore. There's got to be an easier way. And then someone suggested the Army Painter Wolf Grey, which, as I said, it is pretty good. It's a pretty good colour. In these photos, it actually looks really bright. But if you see it in person, it is a bit more like the Space Wolf's Grey. But otherwise, everything else on it was similar. I did actually have to, because it was a coloured base, I couldn't use... any of the contrast paints, so I actually mixed up I think it was Rakar Flesh and Bugman's to create the brownie color for the loincloth area, so I actually did a bit of mixing to try and get that color, which I was quite pleased with. But yeah, otherwise, that's him. I'm quite pleased with how he turned out.
Mm. I really like that colour. I really like the colour of the power armour. I think it's really good. Shield looks awesome as well.
Have you added bullet marks as well to it, Shane, on the left chest? Or was that already on there?
That's as the model was. It's probably, it may well be a defect in the the fine cast.
Actually looks pretty good. I actually quite like it.
But yeah, no, it's, as I said, that was him. That was, I kind of, after a bit of a painting splurge, like last month was a bit of a tough one. So this is all I managed, but it was all I needed to stay on track. But I was happy with him once he was done.
That pose is awesome as well. I really like the pose.
He's about to lodge that hammer across the battlefield.
Yeah. Faux hammer.
You know what? That's, considering it's a fine cast, you can tell it's a fine cast hammer, but it's not too bad. There's a slight wibble in it, yeah, but it's not as bad as I've seen.
When it came out the packet, it was pretty bad.
Oh, you straightened it. Okay.
I tried to warm it up and used some hot water to reset it. But it still couldn't quite get
it. Yeah, once there's a bit of bending in it, you're never gonna get it perfectly straight again. But it's not too bad.
Yeah. As I said, it's tabletop wise it'll do the job. But yeah, I do, as I said, I do want to run him this edition because I have a feeling come next edition, he will no longer have his free up invant. So that's the only reason I want to run him. It'd be nice.
Yeah,
to,
but it's Terminator, so he's got a 1+ save now, basically.
Yeah, 1+ save and then free up invant. So,
hang on. Oh, yeah, because he's got the old Storm Shade rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not got a 0+ save.
There's no FAQ for him yet, and so he still retains his 3+ invulnerable save that you used to get in 8th edition.
That's a good point, actually. With the Armor of Contempt, because one's always foul, correct? So it's still, is that correct or not? Would it still go down to being a 1+ save?
So a natural one is always a fail. Right?
So he'd still be a 2+ save with no AP then?
The plus one save is if you're in cover and you get, So you, even if you've got a plus one save, well, that's a good point, actually.
I mean, for the Armor of Contempt, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Armor of Contempt is just, it takes one off the AP, doesn't it?
Yeah. But if you've also got a Storm Shield, it's giving you plus one to your save on a Terminator. So it's plus one to your save. So essentially, a 2+.
Then a 1+.
Would be a 1+. And then minus one AP. Oh, look at that. It's almost like
it's one I prepared earlier.
Yeah. So, yeah, Terminators with Storm
Shield. Oh, yeah, there we go. Models equipped require with Storm Shield or Relic Shield don't get it, right?
Oh, wanker.
So that's what it is. So that, yeah, if you've got Storm Shield, it wouldn't apply.
Oh, well, you're still getting
it. Stacks with other stuff in terms of, like, if you're in cover? Because I can't read that. I'm on the tiny little iPad.
Models that are under the effects of any other rule that worsens or reduces the armor penetration. So this rule does not apply to any of the following.
So yeah, basically, if you're in open, it just gives you as if you're in light cover. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I think so.
No, because cover doesn't worsen the armor penetration of attacks. It gives you plus one to your save.
It gives you plus, yeah.
Oh, okay, one. Yeah, it's true.
So yeah, in theory, it would stack and cover as well.
That's shit. Yeah, we're not doing that tomorrow, Tom. Okay, we'll go on for fucking ever.
Well, so, as I said, and this is why in Marine armies, good, bad, whatever, it's pretty, you know, it's all right. Or Imperium armies as well, for that part. As I was saying to you though, Dave, like the Necron, like Reaper, the long range one, or any minus one AP weapon against the Marine army now becomes much, much worse.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm chuffed that I've done 15 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said, if you're up for a battle, I'm happy to bring the Space Wolves out against you. not against the Black Templars, though.
Yeah, 20 man Crusader squad. Yeah, that'd be a pain in the ass to shift.
See, this just makes Death Guard even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because you think, oh, I'm going to take some high strength weapons. Oh, hang on. They reduce the damage as well. So
yeah,
not only are you getting a better save, you're also taking less damage from the stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, this, we'll see how that goes.
Really made a big difference for Death
Guard. You might actually win the game now, John.
I don't know. I'm on like a 10 loss streak, I think. Just can't seem to win. Just feeling sorry for myself. And they've ruined my sneaky bodyguard tactic, which is
I quite like that change.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that as well.
Yeah. I am happy that my Terminator is now OBSEC though. So that's nice.
But this brings them into line with the Thousand Sons.
Mm. Yeah. That's helpful. Seeing as the fact that Plague Marines just get shot off the table as soon as they poke their heads up. At least I've got something that might actually take a couple more hits. But otherwise, I can't complain too much. No, I can, but I won't. And they've made, and then obviously, indirect weapons. I can't shoot blindly now with my Plague Burst Mortar. I've actually got to see what I'm doing. Otherwise, you take the hit for that. But hey.
I think that was more aimed at other armies, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was the the Tyranid something guard, Hive Guard,
the Hive Guard, and then you had Tau Empire had like missile pods, and the guard had basilisks or manticores.
I was going to say because you had manticores. Maybe I'm wrong. I was going to say didn't the old Rhino Whirlwind? Did that?
Yeah, it was indirect as well.
Yeah. Although you don't see many of them on the tabletop these days.
Although I do like the fact that Guard are immune to it.
Yeah, fuck you.
There you go. But, I think probably it's just the sheer amount of artillery that is flying in a Guard army. Your little force on the table is not all that's going to be raining down on you. So, yeah.
Let's jump us back to Tom.
Yeah, cool. So there's a few competitions I'm entering on Instagram. There was one that was themed with the Howling Griffins Space Marine chapter. The guy who's running it obviously paints them himself, wanted to see what other people could do. So I thought I'd just have a little bit of fun with it. Obviously, I always seem to have spare orc or goblins laying around everywhere. I don't know where they come from anymore. They're just sort of there. But I thought I'd put them on, just have a bit of fun with it. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with how it came out. It was very easy to do, actually, because I was worried about the quarter in the armour. But with the contrast paint, it was quite simple. Mm. Didn't run together. Yeah, it went quite well. It was all right.
I like the weathering you've done on this, like the dusty weathering and also the rusty guns on the grots, I think is quite cool.
Yeah.
I've got some rust effects and all that, some Vallejo stuff. And I mixed it up with some Typhus Corrosion. Pretty much just put whatever effect I had and just blundered it all together and chucked it over the whole thing. It came out okay. Yeah, there's a couple of spots that I wasn't too happy with, but I hid them with the Space Marine, so it's all right.
What's the scenery from? Is it just a bit of spare stuff you had?
Yes, you know what we got with the mag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I've got loads of that already because it's the identical ones that I already had anyway. So that whole sprue is going to be chopped up and cut into pieces and used just for basing, which is pretty cool, actually. You know, I've still got a use for it now.
Yeah, fair enough. That's cool, mate. That's a cool model. What Howling Griffins, who do they come from? Who are they successful?
You know, I'm not even sure. It might maybe Ultramarines, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Hmm. And the blue gives it away.
I love this model. I really like this, Tom. Yeah. I think you've done a really good job of it. I like the effects on the Flamestorm Gauntlets as well. They look sort of like tarnished. And he's been, I think he's done a really good job there.
A little bit more colour, because usually you do it a little bit darker blue, don't you? It doesn't look as realistic as it should, maybe, but it does stand out a bit more. So if he's going into a competition, hopefully them little points of colour, you know how it is sometimes, they just vote for things that pop a little bit more than others.
Yeah.
So maybe might get a few more votes from that.
You're not going to mention the series you're going to do.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to mention it, but since you say, so I've bought some more of these little Gretchen, I think they're Gretchen or Grots, Goblins, Grots. Whatever they are, Grots. So I've got another 10 of them coming. Very similar poses. They look pretty much the same, just in slightly different poses. So I'm going to, I've named them as well because I'm cool. So these two are called Dits and Scumball. And they're going to be in different hilarious situations in every like little diorama I do, always on a similar size base like this. And they're always going to be in against something that there's no fucking way in hell that they can beat. But they believe they will. And they've got that that willpower. But yeah, it's just a bit of fun, really. I quite enjoy working with them.
Mm-hmm. Is there a story behind this one yet? Or have you still working on it?
Sorry, mate.
So is there a story behind this one yet? Are you still working on it?
No story yet. No. But I'll probably get drunk one night and come up with a load of crap and message everyone about it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll and then unsend it in the morning when it doesn't. Well, I realise it doesn't make any sense.
It's been a while since we've had some of those messages.
Yeah, to be fair, we haven't had an audio drama from you in quite a while, actually.
Well, I'm off for a few days now, so maybe I'll change that over here. 5 o'clock in the morning. Audio drama and accidental knock picks.
Accidental? Yeah. Disappointing.
Yeah, this is the other Dits and Scumball.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, as Glenn alluded to earlier, I half promised him a swap with my Tyranids for whatever it was I was swapping at the time. I've done so many swaps lately, I can't even remember. What was it, Glenn?
You wanted something, which I didn't have. And chaos. Then you... it was some chaos stuff. And then you went, oh, yeah, I'll get back to you. And then, boom, Birdlord. The fuck? But yeah.
It was very spontaneous. I didn't have any interest in them before they arrived. And then before I got them out of the box. And as soon as I got them out of the box and looked at them, in particular, the Broodlord, and I'll just put it together. Ben would still take it if it was put together because it wouldn't be painted. I just wanted to see what it looked like. I put it together and I really like the look of it.
Yeah, it's a good model.
So, I mean, these ones are okay. You know, I think they're very old models, aren't they? These termagants and all that lot. But
yeah,
they didn't go together too well. There was a few gaps, but who cares? It's a little model. When they're all together, they look fine. But the Broodlord was awesome. So I just had to paint it and. In hindsight, maybe I should have said, yeah, Glenn, just to let you know. Next time. But yeah, I've gone for some schemes. Obviously, I'm going with a slightly different scheme for each sort of type of unit. So my HQ will all be sort of darker green with darker red. The elites, like this guy here, will be sort of a lighter green. And then the troops, the one previous, will be an even lighter green than that on there. So not much difference, but just a slight bit difference between the types of units, just for something different, really, because I didn't have many ideas other than that. And yeah, this is my Broodlord. The only I was really happy with how it turned out. Now, I could have done more work on the base, but the dog penis tongue, I hate. It really looks like a dog's cock. If you go close up to that tongue, I don't think I sent a picture of it, but it's revolting looking. And it, yeah. But also, I put too much, like Dave with his neck ones, I put too much blood on the talons or claws there as well. So maybe in the future, I'll try and get that off and paint them sort of similar to the bone on his head.
Do you know what annoyed me most, though, about you going, yeah, I'm going to paint them?
Oh, let it go, Glenn, let it go.
No, it's not that.
Go on.
The fuck you paint the fucking green? I waited for ages for the codex to come out to be like, oh, I'm going to go with the hive fleet that I find, yeah, most appealing. Yep, cool. Gorgon, right, decided. And then Tom goes, oh, I'm going to paint some green Tyranids. What color's Gorgon?
Yeah, green. Okay. Yeah.
Thing is, though, Glenn, are you really going to paint any more than you've done? Like, you can't hold a grudge against Tom who's actually painting them.
Yes, I can.
You can't hold a colour in reserve for 2 years.
Look, you know what? As I go through, pin schemes, not that I actually get round to pint them, I write off so many colours because I think, oh, I can't pint them yellow because Tom's got his fists. Right, what am I going to go? I don't really want to go black because Dave's got his Templars. I don't want to go green because, well, that kind of green because John's got his Death Guard. And, oh, what about Ultramarine? Oh, no, John's doing Ultramarine as well. Everyone's got so many projects on the go that there's almost no colours left for me to choose, and I don't like doing the same colour as someone's currently working on.
Sounds there you like go then, guys. We've got to the bottom of it there, haven't we?
It's so I've...
Like, tell you what, we only start painting grey stuff. I mean, and then be absolutely fucked.
Yeah. From like here on in, I can pretty much paint purple and orange. That's pretty much what's left in the colour scheme that nobody's actually done.
Well, my Chaos Space Marines, Glenn, as you now you mention it. No, they're not.
I think the just want to compliment Tom quickly.
Compliment Tom.
The contrast paint on this worked really, really well. I love the skin tone on this. And looking at this is sort of the reason why my Broodlord has just like been left on the side, because it looks really, really good. It looks like that slimy sort of skin. I think you've done really, really well with that, mate.
Cheers, mate. I was going to recommend that to you with yours when you were saying about how to make the black pop a little bit more. Maybe, I don't know, if you could put some gloss varnish on it. I know it wouldn't make it much difference, but it might reflect the light a bit more. It might work. I don't know. That's what I used, and it came out quite well.
Yeah, I do like your idea about the contrast paint, but I'll just see how it's going to work. So,
yeah.
I'll have a think. Anyway, thank you.
So this was just literally 3 minutes this took, and I put
that
it on
took a whole 3 minutes.
The whole 3 minutes, yeah. I couldn't get the brush to stick to the base. But it's ridiculous, really. And I wanted to test the theory. I saw someone that did one that was really quite in depth, and it was really good. I just thought I'll stick one up there just for a laugh, and within half an hour, it had almost double the amount of likes as one I did hours before, which was the Howling Griffin one, which took me ages. And now this has got, I think it's got like 430 likes or something. The other one's still got 160, like not even half. Mm. And it just goes to show that sometimes, you know, no matter how hard you try, someone will always like something that's absolutely ridiculous more. It's like, but it was fun, and it started a whole new trend with some other guy that did it before me, just for a bit of fun, really. Mm. Got people getting involved, like yourself, John.
I know, and I've got a bone to pick you, really, because I saw this, I was like, another bone, because I saw this, I could do that, that's easy, and then you had, obviously, the competition you and him are doing, so I was like, oh, I'll throw something out, nice and easy, and then you fucking did this. You actually put effort into it and did a good one.
Yeah. I wanted, just because everyone is sending in all these really good ones and they put lots of thought into it and having fun with it. And I thought, mine looks shit now and they're going to think that was my best. That's what I've really done. So I thought I had loads of spare Death Dread bits and an old wheel. I think it was off of an old orc track from years ago. And I snapped that off and put it on there. Yeah, it was really easy to do. It took a while because nothing, like literally no glue can stick anything to them bloody pots because of the label and the texture of it. So I had to stick all of that on with bloody blue tack, which is still painted and under there. I mean, you've only got to push them on and they'll just fall off. It looks just like a solid piece. It's not. Trust me, that even when it's standing up over on my shelf, everything's sagging off. But it lasted long enough to take a picture of it, so I was happy enough.
If you put a little bit of super glue on the blue tack, it sort of cures it.
I've tried that, but because I was too stupid to do that before I painted it, it's just mixing with the paint and going all slimy and horrible. So yeah, you're right, I should have done that before the painting, but I was it was fun. It was a bit of a laugh, and the pictures will last forever.
The memories. Yeah, and then this is the fucking shit I did. I was like, Thomas isn't all that. I'll do an easy one just because, why not? You know, support Tom. He's got a little challenge going. I'll get involved.
But he's cute, isn't he? I think people will say he's cute. He's got no legs, so, he has no
legs because I didn't want to put that much effort into it.
Just thought you'd just throw all your pots around everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they're dead pots anyway. All the paint in it, and it's fucked. So I was like, here's something to do before it goes in the bin. And that brush is messed up. So I was like, here we go, a killer paint pot. That'll do. And then everyone else is actually like doing proper paint pot conversions and putting effort in. But that's my entry, and that's how I'm leaving it.
Yeah, cool, man. Yeah. It's just a bit fun, and it's nothing special. It's just like the whole competition is just a bit of a laugh. So yeah, it's all good.
I just used super glue to stick it on, and you can see the arm on the right was falling off mid photo.
It just about worked for my first one I did with the lighter arms, but with their massive death dread things, it was honestly, I was so close to smashing it into the wall and the paint just going everywhere because it's still a full pot. But I even drew my hand back at one point. I was like, oh, no. But yeah, good to get that over with.
Why did you use a full pot? Are you just not going to use that?
No, because I've got two other greens that I use for the orc flesh that I prefer, Warp Lightning and Moot Green, if I'm going to use that. So I can't see what I'm going to use that for, really. But I can still use it if I want to. When everything else just falls off of it, which is going to happen, I'll just start to use it again.
Nice. You said you got a couple of competitions, so what were you painting up for those?
So one of them's like a glow-up competition. This guy on there is called Studio Fuchs, I think he's named. And it's sort of where you just take a model from a while back and you sort of redo it. You strip it down, or you can just do the same model again if you happen to have it and just show that you've improved. So I've taken one from quite a while. I can't remember when we all started together. I know it was quite a while back now, but it must have been about, I think, December 2020. It was a little metal model that I had. I'm never going to use him, so I just stripped him down, and I'm going to try and paint him tomorrow, maybe after my game with Dave. But there's a few other competitions rolling around. There's so many going on at the moment; it's crazy. Like there's one for charity where you've got to paint a purple model, I think. But then there's another one for charity where you've got to paint a purple model, but you've got to paint an arse. Basically, it's got to be a model with a nice arse or something. Something with an arse, which is a bit strange, but I don't know how I'm going to do that. I might have to make one out of green stuff and put it on an orc, like just orc with this massive booty, just for a laugh. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm just trying to keep myself busy so I don't stuff my face and drink too much when I'm off. So I brought it into all these comps. We'll see what happens.
No, it's cool, mate. I'll definitely say you're probably the most creative one, or willing to be, like, try stuff. It's always good.
The word's fucking even, like, mental.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's pretty much all I did this month. 3-minute paint pot massacre, and then did my Ultramarine Captain, which I've mixed emotions about how he's come out.
I really like the sword. I said to you at the time, I really, really like the sword in this. I know it's not the way you wanted the effect to come out, but I think it's good steps in the right direction, like I said in the chat. So
yeah, I think it's worked. None of it's come out as well as I wanted to, but that's also partly because all my brushes are like dead, and I couldn't be able to buy any more, so it wasn't like going on the way I wanted it to. And also it's hard, like, trying to get the power sword the way I wanted, like the way I was trying. I actually was watching the tutorials and I was just like, you know, Homer's looking at the barbecue picture and then looks at his. Like that's literally every with the face and everything I was doing. I was like, I'm literally doing exactly what they're saying, and it looks like I've just chewed it.
You say that I know you had issues with the eyes, but the face and the skin tone looked really good close up. It looked very smooth and quite natural. So I think you've done a good job with the actual face itself. But you haven't got the pens that I use, have they?
I will come back to the eyes. I'll get those. I will order those pens and do it. But you can see, like, the skull on his. I actually didn't realise, but I must have had, like, glue on my finger when I pushed it on. So I need to repaint that skull on his chest because it looks horrific. I didn't notice that at all. Just looking at the photo then.
It's always the way you said before. Yeah, your own worst critic as well. I think it's going to look really cool on the tabletop with all the other Marines.
Yeah, hopefully. Now, I managed to write on his leg. I think that says Zeal. I think you can read that. It looks all right.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah. And then the other thing, his face. I was watching it because they were saying about, like, when you paint it, you've got to try and I don't know, where you blush and stuff, try and get the skin tones different around your face. I did try. I think it's, you can see sort of.
I think you can definitely tell, man. There was definitely massive improvement with the skin. It looked brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, I only had the the slit on the librarian to work it out on before. So, yeah.
Lit on the librarian.
Yeah, on his face.
The librarian slit.
And then that's just the rest of it. Yeah. Yeah, he's okay. He's fine. He'll do.
I like him.
I'm not overly happy with it, but it's okay.
I think you're being over critical. It's difficult as well when you paint a model and then you zoom in, take a picture of it, and you notice all the minor flaws that only you've probably noticed, and you pick it out. So
yeah,
no, I think it looks good,
especially when the laurels on the shoulder pad. They really stand out. They look really nice.
Mm.
What green is that, John?
Well done.
That, thank you, Clint. That will be, I want to say it's moot green and then wash.
It's all moot green, but a little bit darker. Did you obviously you washed it as well then, I'm assuming, because it looks really good. Glenn's right.
That's right.
I'm always right.
Glenn, it's been very nice today. What's going on?
That is the only model I've had time to paint this month. I just haven't had time because I was supposed to be moving. So everything was packed away and I just put it off. And now I'm not moving yet. So I unpacked it, did that. But I've got three intercessors all partly done. They'll be next. And then I was going to, I got excited because everyone was doing their Tyranids. I got really excited and I got my Tyranids out. And I got my Wraithbone spray out and it was empty. So I did not paint any Tyranids. So that's another thing I've got to order. Hopefully I'll get them done next and I'm going to paint them green.
I think you'll enjoy them, mate, honestly, because sort of similar to the Death Guard, like you like using your contrasts on them.
Yeah.
I think you'll have a good time with them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I will do them soon, as soon as I can. But for now, and like I said, I think we were talking about the other day, my next focus is getting this Ultramarine army up to scratch and getting a second army that I can play with. Yeah. Other than that, we've been playing Blood Bowl on the PlayStation. That's a good game. Halfway through the campaign now, thanks to some hints, Shane. Getting okay. Them fucking witches off the side. And then, you get the extra points. I was happy with that. That's a good game.
I can't believe you needed hints for that. It's literally an objective in that mission is to get rid of two witches. The easiest way to do is push them off the pitch. And then they go,
how long you know I don't read rules, don't you? You know this. The little notes in the corner of the screen. I'm just hitting stuff.
Yeah, you're thinking, I didn't write that. I'm not going to pay attention to that.
Just write it on his TV screen. Fuck this.
My TV is just covered in Sharpie. Like, you can't do that. Yeah. But, that's it. So, unless anyone's got anything else, I think everyone's... anything else anyone wants to bring up?
Glenn not got anything.
Yeah, of course he doesn't.
No, in fairness, I did start doing my Tyranids. I contrasted like 65 models for the skin and it broke me and I've not picked up a paintbrush since. So I will go back to them, but just not yet. But
I'm
disappointed
in you, Glenn.
Why?
Have not you just
come to expect anything else.
Not just the painting. I've been keeping my Gribbly tally, right? And you've only used it once today in the whole evening. Once.
Yeah, that's because the guys on the Warhammer stream used it twice, and I didn't need to.
So you won't use other paints that other people are using, and you won't use Gribbly if someone else has said it.
I didn't need to.
You're a very, very particular person, Glenn.
To be honest, I didn't feel it today. It just
didn't feel the Gribbly.
Wasn't necessary.
when are you going to paint these Tyranids? This month? May? July? Christmas?
Why don't you do it? If you do one colour for the whole lot a month, then they'd be done by Christmas, by the end of the year.
No, in theory, I know what I'm going to do with him, but just...
Leave him free.
Well, no, I can't leave them grey now because I sprayed them all and I've done the green on most of them, apart from the monstrous creatures.
Are you copying me, yeah?
But yeah, it's just a. I think realistically, what I should have done was paint one, just as like a tester. But because I was just like, screw it, get the green on, and then contrasting so many of those, one, knackered my brush, and two, just like, I can't be bothered. So, yeah.
I remember but then when again, you first dyed this and you painted like three orcs in different colours and then never went back to them.
Yeah, I can see those orcs at the minute because what I did do was get out, you've seen a picture, I think I put it in the group. Mm. I put out every single option I could field in kill team. And they're all sitting there looking at me.
Paint us, friends! Paint us!
Yeah. So there's that. There's loads of other projects dotted around because I got the Hyrule Deep box, got it out, looked at the models, went, ooh, I'll get back to that later. I've got new Blood Bowl box this week, got them out and went, ooh, should build them. Yeah, I'll do it in a minute. And so there's so many projects just dotted around. And at the minute, can't be fucked.
Not to mention your green knights.
Yeah.
They're there as well, aren't they? Playing for attention.
You mean those guys? Yeah. Yeah, they're there as well. So yeah. That's just part of one of the kill teams that can be fielded. So yeah. I'll get round to some stuff eventually.
Will you?
Well, you know.
Starter of projects. Finisher of none.
Maybe I need to get what's that, like hyperactivity medication to give all the kids in America that focuses you if you've not, like
Ritalin.
Yeah.
Ritalin.
Yeah, I need to get that so I become like hyper focused.
If you can donate to our Element Pharmacy so that we can supply Glenn with a load of Ritalin.
Psychotropic.
That'd be great.
What will happen is you'll get focused on the wrong thing, though. You'll be like, I'm hyper-focused, but I'm going to do something else. That's what will happen. You'll just...
Are you basically trying to say I'm going to masturbate with a dick off?
No. I was going to say you might end up with, like, 500 paint pots with arms and legs.
Yeah. I do have the extensive bit box, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should just go reverse and start stripping stuff. And then you can have a full-on 40k grey army and everything.
Look, I've got so few models with actual paint on it. I'm not going to start taking the fucking paint off.
It'll take you 10 minutes, and then you'll have a theme, a coherent theme.
Oh.
No. All right, cool. Has anybody got anything else for the Hobby Roundup?
Nope.
Cool. All right, then. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Let us know, as always, what you thought of the episode and of all the bits and pieces that we've painted. Obviously, we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. If you're listening, come over to YouTube and watch some videos on there. We've got all our normal stuff. The podcast is on there, book reviews, reviews of episodes of stuff that comes up, and the odd tutorial or the lesser seen battle report that we have. And likewise, if you want to listen to us on the go, any good podcast service, Twitch and Patreon will need dusting up, but do follow us on there because maybe something will happen one day and you'll be the first to see it. If you're doing your shopping, Element Games is a place to go. Use the link that we provide. You get your discount for all the normal bits and pieces and we'll get a kickback, which will help us do more stuff for the channel, i.e. giveaways and stuff to get everybody involved. And then you can come play against Shane and Glenn on combat cards and try and defend them on there.
Not this month. Glenn's running away with it.
Oh, is he?
Pretty much, yeah.
I've been keeping an eye on my where I am on the position on Terra. The highest I've managed is 191.
What are you on? Because is that where you are now?
I think I'm about 200 or 201 because I've other people have surpassed me. But yeah. Once you get to like Terra, you can see where you are
in the world
against the rest of the world. Yeah. So it's like top 200 in the world. But yeah, I've got to like John's point now where it's like that my fifth army is just win a game, lose, 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 win a game, and I just can't get that fifth army up into the next one. And I dare not use one of the top four because I don't want to drop any points.
You don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
And that is your weekly combat cards update. See you on the next episode.
Do we not get an exterminatus on this one?
I can't remember if I do it on this. Oh, exterminatus. I've done it. Bye.
As always, we would like to thank you for listening to our Iron and Ceramite podcast. If you liked us, then you can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and any other good podcast services. Just remember, in the grim darkness of the far future, there is only war.
If you were to turn them over, Dave, take the base off, because all the yellow is mostly just on the top of the shell, would you be able to see any yellow if you looked at them from below, as in the under parts of them?
It looks like Dave has frozen. Either that or he's being very still. Oh, no, there he is.
Back. Was it me who froze?
Yeah.
I was about to put it...
Right, like, we'll go again. If you turn them over and take the base off, you froze again.
Start again, because I just had Glenn, it's like a weird little Glenn grin in the corner of my screen for about 5 seconds. I thought, is it Glenn who's done it? I can't hear anyone. Is it me? Anyway, yeah. Right, go again.
For the third time. So...
Oh, we'll say one thing before we start. I mentioned it to John whenever we done the last pod, but some of my old gaming group have reached out to me to ask me if I want to go to a Blood Bowl tournament, and I have the thought to ask you lot if you would be interested in going. Now, there is no hard and fast plans. It would either be somewhere in Nottingham or Devon, I think they said. So there's no dates as such. It would be a weekend away playing Blood Bowl. Doesn't take a long time to learn how to play Blood Bowl, and you pretty much need a box of models because they provide tables and dice and all that. You might need dice, but I've got like 3 or 4 sets of dice. So if anybody else would be interested in going, I'm sure we could get you up to speed. And it is essentially a weekend away on beer to roll some dice and play some games. And as tournaments go, Blood Bowl tournaments are notoriously the best tournaments to go to. Because unless you're like a top, top player, no one gives a shit and you're just there to have a good time.
Not interested.
Interesting.
No, yeah, it depends on dates, mate, because I'm starting a new job. So
it wouldn't be until like September, October time.
Oh, okay.
At least it'd be late in the year. Because anytime we've gone away to a tournament before, it was always about October, November time, I think. So it was just they started to put the feelers out because I haven't spoken to them in fucking years, and all of a sudden they went, "You want to come to a Blood Bowl tournament?" So yeah, if it's something you're interested in, a little bit down the line, whenever I get a little bit more information, I'll pass it on. And if you fancy going, and it'll give us some more content for the stream.
Yeah, depending on dates, obviously. But yeah, I'll be up for that.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
Yeah. Sounds good, mate.
Well, I'm good anyway, so fuck a lot of yous.
So aggressive.
I was going to say, is it, like, I know it's only a box, is it obviously painted? Do they want them painted, or is it easy on that?
Yeah. No,
you're not going.
No, see, the last time I painted a full army to completion was to go to a tournament. If I've got a date where I have to have something painted, I get it painted. And is it, like you say, it's a Blood Bowl team. I can fucking paint a Blood Bowl team.
Is it the, what's it called, million gold pieces to build them? Or is it slightly more, slightly less?
Depends on the tournament, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get the million, sometimes you get one and a quarter.
Yeah, and I was going to say.
You can spend some of it on upgrading the skills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you don't, you know, because I was going to, because if you're just taking a fresh team, you wouldn't have had any time to build them up or
no,
because it's not. So I would be, yeah, I'd be interested to know some of that detail as well.
Yeah,
what I'd get.
It depends on what tournament we go to. So like I say, different organizers, different things. Usually, Blood Bowl tournament, I think you tend to get a bit more gold, but the extra gold you can spend on whatever your team rating goes up by when you get the equivalent new skills. So like you roll a double, it's worth 40 gold, or a strength increase is worth whatever gold.
Yep.
You can spend that to bump up a few of your players. But I think they have to be, I think you can't take the same skill more than once. You can't take stat upgrades at the start. That's usually the rules.
All right. Yeah, no, I'd be very interested in that once, yeah, understanding what, because then I know what I need to buy.
Yeah.
Whether it's one box and a couple of spare minis or just, you know, depending on what I'd want to run.
Yeah. Well, it depends on how well you want to do it as well.
Well, I was going to say, like, the trouble is I used to play in a league all the time when I was younger, and so it just... You're getting me back on the drugs.
if you want to take an optimized list, generally you got to take some extra stuff. But if you want to run, like, if you get a team box, which is what, 25, 27 quid, 30 quid, whatever they are now, and you get the 12 players in there, you get at least enough of the positionals to cover most of the bases, and it all comes under like the million gold with a few left over for upgrades. So it's up to you if you want to be a power gamer and take four fucking gutter runners.
I wouldn't take Skaven anyway, but yes, I would be looking to do that.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to, you know, max out the whites and the undead, that sort of thing. Otherwise, you know.
You can only take two of them.
You can only take two whites, but you can take four ghouls and you only get two of them in the box.
Yeah. Oh, can you still though in the
Do you know what? I don't know because that was playing the old original undead. I know because I for the last set of Blood Bowl, I played the Necromantic, which is the one where you get the werewolves.
Yeah.
Which I quite liked, but I don't know. I'd have to have a look at it. That's the thing.
Are you two just going to go for a romantic weekend away
with another four men?
All talking about how many blitzers we can take it.
You look like a man who could take a good blitzer.
Yeah, I'm such a soft touch though that all it takes is one mention of something and it makes me go, that's a fucking good idea. Hence why I bought season 2 last weekend. Because someone went, hey, do you want to go to this? And I haven't got the starter set. Or I haven't got a rule book. I know, I'll buy a full fucking starter set. So
because you can buy it. You can just buy the rule book, can't you?
I know, but I needed a range ruler as well. I didn't need a pitch. I've got a new edition Blood Bowl pitch, but I didn't have a range ruler. So it was like, rule book and a £6 ruler. Yeah, all right, I'll buy a £90 box set. Although, to be fair, Element Games is quite cheap for it. I think it's about 60 quid as opposed to 90. So,
I was going to say, what do you get teams in the starter set these days?
You get the Black Orc and the Imperial Nobles.
Okay, fair enough.
And two star players and two big guys. Troll and Ogre, Griff and Vara Gul'jur. So it's...
The classics.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other three, don't give a shit.
No,
we talked about this last pod. So, yeah.
That's all right. Well, let's get into this one then, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.